This is RSB&B Update, episode 67, You Can Get a Good Shock. Hello everyone, this is RSB&B Update, as another fine edition of the program. Who are we here with this week? Who are we here with?
Matt.
And?
Lance.
Okay, we're here with the Bumblebee and Lance.
No.
The Bumblebee. Not many people know that that is, but I do. I'll tell Lance after the show. But you guys might be wondering where Brad is. Well, Brad is away. If you remember last week, his battery power supply kind of died out, so that is where he was last week. Then again, this week when he booted his computer, he discovered that his hard drive is pooched. So he wasn't able to do the show, and he's waiting for a new hard drive to come in. So that's why I'm here with these two, and... yes, it took a while to get going, 20 minutes behind schedule, because I forgot that you need to turn the mic on in order for it to record stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little switch on the mic that turns it on, so, yes. Okay. Apparently, Lance's hard drive PK'd Brad's.
And then died from poison damage.
Yeah, it's your name, Poison. Okay. Poisson. Fish.
Poisson, yes.
In French, okay. Well, anyways, how is Lance doing these days?
Been better, been worse.
Okay. Well, what about you, Matt, or whatever we want to call you this week?
What's that?
How have you been doing?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. Well, it is October now, so what do we have this week? Elemental Workshop Part 2, or Number 2, I guess. Lance, you didn't do this, so... what did you think of the reward, Maddie, or Matt?
I don't know. It's okay, I guess. More elemental equipment.
Rating between 1 and 5?
I'm gonna have to say... 3. I think it has the potential because it seems they're going to release another related quest.
Yes, because there's a locked door down there that looks like the water room or something, right?
Yeah, the body door.
Yes, so I have to give it a 2, mainly because I don't feel it was worth my time for 7,500 crafting and smithing XP, so...
Oh, yes. It was a short quest.
Yes. Did you give yourself a good shock?
Yeah.
See, Lance, the way it works is you go down to the elemental workshop, you mine a few elemental ore, convert them to elemental bars. Then you want to make it into an elemental claw to fix the crane. Then after you fix the crane, you use the other bar and make it a primed elemental bar, which is basically a flat piece of elemental metal, which can be turned into other things.
Yay.
We turned it into a mind helmet. You sit down in this chair and it reads your mind and it makes a mind helmet.
Interesting.
Yeah, but if you don't have something in the bar slot, it gives you a good shock. Hurts you 8. I tried that. But yes, so that's that. Elemental helmet, I think he gives, what, plus 6 magic defense?
Something like that, yeah.
That's about the bear, about as good as the bear head, I think.
Right, the bear head gives?
Yeah, I think so. Magic? Let me look. I have a way to check all these little things. Like, I have these all remembered, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking it up right now. Do you guys both have the bear head?
I have, well, yeah.
Okay.
From that one quest.
Oh, the bear head gives plus 7. This is plus 6.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yes, that's right. So, that's that. Do it if you want. One quest point. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes for October. What do you guys think about this? Capes of Achievement. Might be a reason for me to get 99 Farming or Herblore. Player Own House Update. Magic. All right, let's talk about the capes. What do you guys think those will turn out to be? Let's go with Lance first on that.
I have foggiest thing, but it's probably not going to be something good.
Because you need 99 and a certain skill, which I know I don't have and you guys don't have, right?
No, duh.
Yeah, for sure I don't. I've got lots of friends that do.
I have a few friends, too, that do. So that's...
What?
Huh?
Friends?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I know a few skill peers. A few P-mods.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like Mike.
Yeah, okay. The player-owned house update, the magic wardrobe room where you'll be able to store, like, all the party stuff and random event clothing. Yay or nay for this, you think? Lance?
Yay.
Okay.
Something I can use.
Yeah, I have all the, like, the mime set and everything. Might be a good place to keep those ladder hosen safe. If I ever get them back. Oh,
oh, what'd you do?
What?
What'd you do?
I lost them.
How?
I was
stuck his hands in pockets.
Yes, I was filming my hands in my pockets movie, and I went up and I ran into the Chaos Elemental. Yeah, Lance, did you see that movie?
No, not yet.
I just got my hard drive back,
so.
Okay.
And yeah. That mountain of homework.
Yes, that is something we've been doing lots of homework. I'll get you that link, Lance. So, what else? Halloween update. You guys still dress up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, we're on a special event this year.
What? You don't dress up for school or anything like that? Or that end in grade 5?
I might, just to be dumb.
We're on a party soon here, so yeah, it's a good thing to do right now.
Yes. Okay. NPC graphical updates. This month's bats, bears, rats, and bats. Okay. And a new potion.
Ooh.
I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be a farming potion?
I don't know. They already have that, so...
Oh.
Where's my super compost?
Yes, and the garden pie.
Oh.
Yeah, so... And desert goats. Matt, do you know any goats?
Some of my best friends are goats.
Wow. Would any of these people come to RSB&B?
I don't think they can type.
Okay. Okay. So, to Matt's friends, if you're listening, maybe goats can listen. I don't know, but hello. Okay. Okay. And a new poll. Which of the following latest quest editions have been your favorite? Lunar Diplomacy is winning with 31%, followed by Death of Dorgashin at 14%.
That's because there's so many, like, Barros people.
So many what?
Barros. Barros,
oh, yeah.
Barros.
Yes, yes. Right.
Using the mage book.
Oh, yeah.
And Lunar Diplomacy probably just really useful spells.
So yeah.
If you're high enough.
But does it occur to you guys that they might need a nun option or something?
Normally you should.
Nun. Oh.
Nun, like N-O-N-E. Like.
I thought you meant like N-U-N.
No, not a nil. Zilch.
Like, what kind of quests are those?
So, yes. Our views aren't being represented in the poll, so go vote for us, won't you? Thank you.
Yeah.
On to questions now. Okay, let's have Matt take this first one from Master of the Vortex.
Yeah. If you could have one skill raised to 99 on the condition you lower another skill to 1, where would you take the opportunity? Which skills would you choose and why? By Master of the Vortex?
That's a typo. Master of the Vortex. Okay, so what skills would you have raised, lads?
Give me 99 on construction and lower my fire making, because I can always get that straight back up.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
What was that?
What skill would you raise? Which one would you have lower?
Oh, wait, I got one better.
Okay.
Farming.
Okay. Let's see. What's the best money making skill?
Best money making skill is, Runecrafting.
Slayer?
Okay.
No. Maybe. I don't know. But then I don't think I would be able to kill the Slayer monster.
Yeah, that's right. Five, four,
hey.
Three.
Hey, mage.
Okay. 99 mage?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine by me. I'm not a PKing type. But so I'd have to say I want 99 runecrafting, and you can lower my mining to 1 for all I care.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to say skill boost. I'd probably lower runecrafting.
I still have my glory fleet.
Your glory fleet. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I have to get those back.
Yes. That's you gonna have 50 runecrafting yet?
No, remember I lost all my pouches from it.
Oh, right, okay. So.
Dying to the elemental, abyssal creatures. That's great.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. So Lance will raise... What was Lance going to raise again? I forget.
Either construction or farming. I'm tied between the two, and lower just lower my fire making.
Okay. And you're gonna raise your what's it called? You're gonna raise your magic and lower your runecrafting poison. Yep. And I'm gonna raise my runecrafting and lower my mining. Sounds good. Thank you, Master of the Vortex. What random event do you hate most and want to strangle the Jagex member who created it from Lord Zamorak?
I think you may have a certain event in mind when you posted this.
Are you thinking the same one I'm thinking?
Was that? No, I think Lord Zamora might have had
a
certain one in mind. He seems to.
And I know what that one is. It's the pinball event.
Pinball? I've never had that one.
It's really annoying.
What do you do?
You have to go around and touch things and stuff, and they move around. It's annoying.
Oh, actually, it might have.
I got shitload of gems from doing that, so I'm not mad at it.
With the ogres?
If anything.
Whatever they. Cyclopes? With those two guard people? Is that the one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where you have to, like, tap the thing that lights up, and then.
Oh, yes, that's it. That's right.
Yeah, I've had that one, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really mind that one, though. It's kind of easy.
Okay, which one do you want to remove?
Probably the balloon popping one. That was just retarded.
Pop! I don't know. What about you, Lance?
Well, it's a contest between the mime and the balloon popping thing.
Why the mime?
He hasn't come see me yet.
Yeah,
we're kind of at war with each other right now.
Well, actually, I don't like the frog one either.
But your friend is Frogger. You should like frogs.
No.
Okay. Right. I totally forgot what happens in that frog one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, this question says, in a bid to annoy Brad, who is not here, let's just say in a bid to annoy Matt because he doesn't like Star Trek, but Lance sort of does. In a bid to annoy Matt, what makes me like Star Trek so much, and what got me into it?
Beam me up, Scotty.
No, I don't know what got me into it. I've been watching it since I was very little. Like, I remember when I was like in kindergarten, I remember seeing an early Next Generation episode, and I just started watching it every day at like 4 or whatever when they were still making new Next Generations. And then I just continued on with Voyager, picked up Deep Space Nine, then Enterprise, and then just went on
from there. Same loves Picard.
No, I don't.
Shane has a crush on...
Oh. I should mention from Bagra Bloke. Lance, you don't mind Star Trek, do you?
It's okay.
That's good. Yes. Thank you, Bagra Bloke. Okay. Lance, you take this next one.
If you could multiply any item in your bank by 2, what would it be? What would be the new quantity? Would you dance if it actually happened? By Alt Mac Daddy.
I'd dance it if it even didn't happen. If it hadn't happened. Yeah.
To get an extra 1,000 myth plates, I'd definitely be dancing, because then I'd be yalking them.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
I used to have 1K pie dishes. That was fun. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably my whip.
My Santa hat.
Lame.
And yes, I would dance. If you've seen what the price of the Santa hats are at. So yeah, thank you, Alt Mac Daddy. Okay, I see I am one of the many owners of the Fire Cape, and I'm wondering, do you guys think the cape is overpowered, underpowered, neglected with the new update coming? I'm hoping the Fire Cape is still a slightly bit better than other combat capes, because to me it seemed harder to get than a 99 stat. What do you guys think? You guys don't have one, do you?
I want one.
I want one too, but I just can't find the time or money to recharge stupid bows and stuff.
I don't have the level.
I'm sure I could do it, but I did it late at night once, and I fumbled up the prayers, and that was it. I got to chat. What's so funny?
Just the thought
of probably me, like, 20 times.
Anyways, I think it's just fine how it is, and it'll still have the uniqueness because it's an animated cape.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be fine.
Fire cape, I doubt it's... going to get underpowered anytime soon. Underpowered.
It's like Legends. You do it, you gotta wear it for a while.
Well, yeah. Legends is neglected Legends is now.
Because the Obsidian gives better stats now.
Yeah. But I meant at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That was from Biz.
Biz.
Let's see. Matt, you take this one.
I want to do the next one.
Okay, Lance, take this one then.
Okay. Currently, I'm working on getting 99 fire making, wood cutting, and fletching. I have a long way to go, but I like to plan ahead. I'm wondering what skill I should work on after I finish those. By the way, I already have 99 cookie, so don't suggest that.
Farming and herb lore.
No.
Construction.
No.
Blow some money from your wood cutting and stuff.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Bad shape.
That's a saw.
That's a chainsaw.
Okay. I say farming herb lore, Lance says construction, and what does Matt say?
Let's see, he likes fire making, wood cutting, and fletching. Fishing? Seems to like those boring skills.
Okay. And that was from Sorted. Okay, you want to take this one? Go ahead. I'm gonna just not listen right now until I hear my name.
Oh,
okay.
You have to
go
listen.
Ahead.
If you're not on the computer, what are you doing?
Should we answer this first?
Beating orphans.
Okay.
No, not really.
No, he's working on his singing voice.
No, I've actually got quite a bit to do. I'm in like 6 clubs at school. I've got AP classes, guitar.
And one of those is AP English.
Taekwondo, yeah, AP English. Just lots of junk.
I speak for me and Lance when I say schoolwork, right, Lance?
Yeah, that just died out.
So, that's what we gotta say for me and Lance. School.
Well, there were some other things on my list.
Okay. Being,
basically, besides the 5 classes I got and catching up on homework, I'm also working in a school cafe, which I just got out of today. And, then on, I'm usually spending time with a good friend of mine. Or 2, or 3, or 4, so...
Your girlfriend?
That being one.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, well... Okay, next part of the question.
At guests on RSVNB update, including Brad, who is not here. Do you think Shane is nerdy? No offense, Shane. Very happy, very happy. Period.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, you guys. What'd
Definitely.
You say?
Yes.
No.
So yes and no, okay.
Well, he's the owner of a RuneScape fan site, if that's saying anything.
Yes, and what else do I do?
He watches Star Trek.
And I'm a computer science student, maybe.
Well, that's not nerdy. I mean, I'm going to be a computer science student soon enough. But...
As soon as I see the pocket protector, I'll say yes.
Technically, I am nerdy too. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and what was your favorite episode of RSBNB Update? Those 3 questions are by Kevin.
What was your favorite episode?
I don't know. First one I was in, that's really when I started listening.
Okay. I have to say, my favorite episode is one, Lance remembers this one. It's when me, Lance, and Colin were doing the show. I don't know what number that was, but it was at night, and it was when we had the addition of Possibly Hunting coming out. Lance, do you remember that?
Yes.
Wait, what's so funny? What's
it's
so funny?
It's not appropriate for this show.
It's not appropriate.
But it will be in the clip show, which will be coming out at the end of December.
Oh, so it's not appropriate for this one, but it's going to
No, but it's perfect for the clip show.
Ah, I see.
Yes, it was a slip by Trekkie, but we'll leave it at that, so thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Should I just take the next one?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hypothetical situation. A person gives you £20,000 to spend on a computer, or multiple computers, as well as any software you like. Would you make your own PC or buy a Mac? Why? That's by Master of the Vortex.
Yes.
Okay. I'd probably make my own, like, soup up this computer. And buy a Mac, since £20,000 is quite a bit to spend.
Well, you could configure a Mac Pro for like £16,000 or whatever he said once.
Oh. Okay, my numbers are off then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'd still get it like a Mac Pro and.
Yeah.
Upgrade this to a Core 2 Duo, I guess. What about Lance?
Number one, get me one of those MacBooks. Then, see what else I can spend and try to start on a new computer.
So a MacBook, and then spend whatever else is left on making another computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
One for gaming.
Yeah, That's fun.
Age of Empires 3.
Oh, I was thinking something else, like Half-Life 2, but okay.
If I can get a hold of one.
Okay. Thank you, Master of the Vortex. If you could have any three items in the game, which would they be, and what would you do with them? That's from 787-0074. What would your three items be, Lance?
This is a good one. Pea hat, I don't care which color, because I need something rich. Two, one of those fire capes, I could use one of them right now. And three, let me think, what's something good? I really don't... Starts thinking, tries to do something... thinks of an item he wants, and he can't. any old good barrow's weapon, I guess. Give me something I can get use that's strong.
Yeah. My items would be... a white pea hat. Maybe a dragon chain? And dragon legs. Yeah, that's
it. I have dragon legs.
What about a skirt? Are you still female?
Yes, I am.
And you're wearing... You have a skirt or legs?
A skirt. If I had legs, I'd still be male.
See... I'd wear a skirt, it's a kilt, because it's cheaper and it has the same defense.
That's because you like wearing skirts, Shane.
No. I've never worn a skirt before.
Yes, you have. Remember Brad's incriminating evidence?
No, that's enough of that. and what would we do with them? We'd obviously wear them, right?
I haven't got to go.
Huh?
What about me?
Oh, you haven't! Oh, okay, go right ahead.
Well, first off, I'd probably get a green party hat. I haven't had one of those. Well, actually, I have had one of those. But that was in RS2 Beta when my friend, who has had, 20 of them, gave one to me since the items weren't kept during the beta. But that's a different story. Let's see, what else? Barrow's armor? No.
Did you get your barrows yet from Nate?
Not yet. Nate's a slacker. Oh, yeah, I'd also get another party hat. Another party hat so I can rub it in Nate's face.
Yes.
And his Santa hats.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Are we done this one? Or no, that was only two. Okay.
I don't know. Three party hats. Sell them all.
Because then you could sell one and give
them. Yeah.
And then
give one to my friends.
Give one to me.
No.
Okay. Are we... Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you, 787-0074.
It's a strange name.
It's a number. And I'm signed to secrecy as to what
you
it means.
Like a number.
I'm signed to secrecy number. As to what this number means. I'm not allowed to tell. He told me before. But I'm not allowed to tell. Are you done? Are you done singing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. When did you start playing RuneScape from Casey Jones X? When did you start, Lance?
I started my, what year, junior? About 3 years ago.
Wow.
Into school junior year.
That's 2003?
I think.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt?
January 2001.
Wow, you're the relic here.
Yeah.
I started, let me think. 1 year... 2. This past June was my second year on members, so I'll just go with that, and then maybe I'd say 3 years ago. Perhaps. I know I was around a bit when the first RuneScape beta came out, so that gives you an idea of when I was around, so.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what's Lance's Fremenic name?
I thought I told you that before. Talton.
Oh, right. Talton. Okay. Talton, Jiklor, and Ritalin. Okay.
It's not Ritalin. It's Ritalin.
You're on Ritalin. Okay. Tech news.
I don't need Ritalin. I'm perfectly fine.
Okay. Some organization called WSJ reports that Google... Oh, we're in tech news now, by the way.
Just in case you didn't realize.
Yes, WSJ reports that Google and YouTube are in acquisition talks, as in Google acquiring YouTube, which is YouTube.com.
No.
I don't know. What do you think?
Google already has Google Video.
Yes, but it's not. They don't. Their quality isn't as good.
Yeah. So. Still.
Kind of like that. So, yeah. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that this morning that those talks are in fact underway. According to a person familiar with the matter, journal writer Kevin Dallini writes that the talks are in early stages and could break off. Journal reports a price tag of $1.6 billion.
That's a lot of money.
I know. That's Google. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, oh my. Two people go and start YouTube and then they are going to get bought for $1.6 billion. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That is the way to do it. And as a side note, Google executives has been told to tell the engineers to stop releasing so many products. And you know they got all these things coming out like Google Reader, IG, Picasa, all those other things in the Google Lab, you know? Yes, so... Yeah. Okay. That's that. YouTube might be bought by Google. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Windows Vista RC2 is out.
Vista.
Yes, you guys had a chance to play with RC1 or any of the previous betas?
I did prefer, like, 10... Wait, no. Like, 5 minutes, and then I'm just like, yeah... It was pretty bad at the time when I tried
it. What build did you play with?
I forget. It was... I don't know.
Was it still when they were calling it Longhorn?
I think it was.
Okay. That was a long time ago. It's Vista.
Yeah. I hope it's bad.
I won't be buying it because it uses so much memory and it's just not a necessary upgrade for me. So, anyways, sources tell that Microsoft is committed to getting business release of Vista out the door before the close of November, and by committed, they mean Muxnell. Muxnell.
Really?
Muxnell. What, that's German, isn't it? Muxnell?
7Q.
Huh? Yeah.
Mushroom Queen.
Yes. Does anybody know what Mach Schnell means?
No idea.
That's Brad.
Yeah,
so Mach Schnell. I think it means be quick or something. Oh, you can figure that out.
While
the company is having an internal debate over whether or not to name the release RC2 or simply release another build, the end result is the same. The company wants one more go at obtaining feedback. Internally, sources tell me Microsoft is delaying work on a consumer version issues to focus primarily on the functionality that will ship with the corporate-minded fare.
Vite, comme la paix.
Huh?
Well, that's something my French teacher used to say.
What does it mean?
Quick like a bunny. It's like, hurry. Something like a bunny.
Okay, so it's not Mach Schnell in French then, okay.
No, well, basically, if Mach Schnell means be quick.
Yes, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to read this one because we got an opera person here on the boat.
Yay.
Anyways, the alleged critical hole reported in Firefox JavaScript implementation has turned out, not surprisingly, to be a hoax. Hear that, people? Hoax.
How do you know this isn't a hoax?
I don't know. Misha right. Spiegelmach made the claim at the TorCon Hacker Conference, told Mozilla's Chief Security Chief Window Snyder, the main purpose of our talk was humorous.
What?
It was a humorous thing to try and say there was a bug.
How is that humorous?
I don't know.
The humor escapes me.
I don't know. Anyways, while it's possible to create a stack overflow, the stack is an area of memory for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Anyways, the result was that he is able to produce a browser crash. Neither he nor anyone else has been able to execute code via this hole.
Huh.
This was also on the RSBNB forums, so it's a hoax. It's
Whoa.
A hoax. What?
That's a really long rant.
Yeah, you get the second one. Lance gets the first one.
Oh, great.
Boy, do I feel bad for you.
I called the last one, but if you guys want to fight over...
I go first.
Okay.
I'm so happy I wet myself.
Oh. Okay, go ahead, Lance. Start it up on rants.
Hello, everyone. I don't make a lot of rants, but this time I need to let out some steam. Okay, I'm a level 99 fisher. 99 cooking as well. For about 3 weeks now, I spent 8 months of constant fishing on trouts, lobs, and sharks, and finally monkfish. Well, not constant. Took a lot of breaks. I enjoy fishing, but that's not my point. My point is plainly that I have wasted my time on getting 99 fishing. Why, you might ask?
What?
Because fishing isn't a lot faster than it was at 83. Fishing is a really time-consuming skill when you get into the 90s. 99 fishing is just a good-looking skill on your skill table. Now, and not a really good moneymaker. You're not praised anymore when you got into the 90s with a skill. Not only fishing, talking about woodcutting here also. I know there's been a thread like this before, but I'm recreating it with some more points in it. 99 fishing equals 4.46 minutes average for an inventory of lobbies. Equals 10.22 minutes average for an inventory of sharks. 99 skills aren't worth getting anymore. We need some updates for this. Well, that's all I wanted to say. If you want to talk to me personally, my private chat is on, so you can always visit me at Sears as I'm fletching.
We need Brad here to talk about this, don't we? I put this in here because I thought Brad was going to be here, and Yeah, or Trekkie, because I thought we were going to have a fishing expert on the show, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've got 70 fishing.
All I can say is, I feel bad for you.
Yeah,
that
sucks to be you.
I got 70-something fishing. Close to 70... I think I'm close to sharks. I'm not sure how far I'm off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, like, it makes sense, but I think Brad said something about this that it's not really much quicker, so they do need to update the higher level of skills, as we do notice, because if you look at Herblore, you can't make anything past 90 Herblore.
Yeah.
Or farming, for that.
I think that they're probably leaving that open to, like, future advancements, maybe.
It's just because people don't like Herblore and farming.
That too.
But I like him.
That's because you're weird, Shane. You like Star Trek, too.
Yes, and you knew what Belladonna was.
And you fished a monkfish.
Fished a monkfish.
Yeah. I think that was you singing, wasn't it?
That wasn't me. That was Jaren.
Yeah, it sounded more like a standard U.S. accent rather than a French accent, so...
I am from the U.S.
I know you are, but you do have a touch of a French accent.
I do?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, thank you, Lance, for reading that, and I will direct this next one to Matt.
Great. This is long, sorry, but please use the time reading this, Jagex, and you might make over 2K RuneScapers really, really happy. Sorry for not writing this before, but I didn't know you can complain somewhere about the updates. Pay to play Weldy has been ruined totally. Unhappy face. Since when the bar... What? Since when the Barrow's gloves came, the wilderness has gone to worse and worse. There are many reasons to that, but most of it is because of the updates. $Face. I'm writing this as a care in favor of many others and trying to make this nicely. Some of my friends have quit RS because of Mage Bank PKing. Only thing they found fun in this game, and it got ruined. Also, I have lost my interest in Mage Bank PKing totally because of the reasons listed under.
Well,
Number 1.
Before you go on, Mage Bank PKing and Runecrafting PKing are for the cowards. Continue on.
I thought you loved Mage Bank PKing, Shane.
No!
Remember last time we went to the Mage Bank?
Oh, God. I was wearing freaking monk robes.
Your golden helmet?
Yes!
Okay,
carry on.
Number 1, Barrow's Gloves. When you die, you lose them if you don't manage to drop them. You can't get them back, usually because 80% of the ones that kill you wait for you and barrage you so they disappear next to you. 130k disappears. You don't get them, the killer doesn't get them. I don't mind that. The killer doesn't get stuff from the killer. That's actually better. Yeah.
In certain games I play, I don't want the stupid, annoying people on the enemy team to get points, so I'll just suicide instead.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Okay,
if they would get them, you wouldn't gain anything in it because they'd get it anyways.
That's
at least
right.
Now you have a chance to get it. Even if they do barrage you after that. Okay, suggestion to make them better. Make them tradable, so that would be 130k extra profit to PKers. Even if you did just this, you would make many to start playing RS again, PKing again. Do it like Dragon Lungs and Dragon Skips. Cannot use them if you haven't done the quests. What?
Yeah, you can't use the Barrow's Gloves if you haven't completed the last part of Recipe for Disaster.
Well, yeah, you can't even get them if you haven't
That's
completed
right.
it. But still, how would that make people start playing again?
Because you get more money when you lynch someone.
Lynch?
Yeah!
You lynch them? Okay, Number 2, Rune Defenders, the worst one of these. When you die with them, you get them back only 20% time, same as Barrow's Gloves, because people in Wildy are mostly so unfair that they wait for you and barrage you. This one makes people really, really star. That makes you get nervous, totally. I, for one, would rather pay 300 to 500k for them than go to Warrior Steel time after time again and spend hours getting them. What? That's why you keep, like, 3 extra Rune Defenders in your bank.
That's right.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Suggestion to make it better. After you have got 1 Rune Defender, you could buy them for, like, 300k each or make them tradable. But so only the people who had got it once from Warrior's Guild could use it. That would be awesomely done by you, Heart. Number 3, sounds. I think this one is a bug, but after you released area sounds, the sounds haven't worked normally. They don't have the same sounds, and sometimes you can't hear them at all. Like what happened to me. My friends and I, or as he has me, were chasing an Aramir. I had sound effects on, so I always hear when I get attacked, and area sounds off, so I don't hear the other ones fighting. But suddenly, my character bowed. And I was at Falador without items. I got really angry, not because of the items. IDC about items.
I don't care.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yes, he doesn't care about items.
Yeah, right.
But the way
Why would you be writing this if you didn't care?
But the way I died. Also, there is no sound for Barge or Blitz anymore. Fix this bug, please, and you make 500 active Mage Bank PKers happy. The rest plays without sounds.
And some people
smile.
To start player killing again.
Plus some people to start player killing again. BTW, thanks Jagex for making the run option back to better. Smiley face.
Wow, are there really 500 Mage Bank PKers?
Oh yeah, remember last time we went
there? Oh god.
Got owned.
I know.
That's why I haven't been back there since I got my Guthic staff charged.
Yeah, exactly. I only go up there for clues.
I have to buy those three again.
Oh, you have all three?
Yes, I got them like the day after it came out. Because the Saradomin staff looked awesome. But now they kind of ruined it.
What? You're ancient. When did they come out?
A while ago, actually. I wonder if I could find a picture of it.
Like the god staffs, you mean? When you got those when they first came out?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
See if I can find a picture of the
staff. Okay, you do that and send it to me later.
Sure, I don't know.
Okay. Now I'll take my rant. I don't know, this is a PKer. What do you expect? PKers are delusional. Okay, next one. I believe that the piers have been ruined due to the recent updates. This is good, I say. For example, when wielding a dragon scimitar, I put it on slash, aggressive attack style, then I will switch to dragon dagger, then the attack style will switch to lunge, control the attack. I'll do this, your pier will gain defense. This also happens with staffs. I love this.
What?
I just love this.
What?
It's so... I just love this.
Missed it.
What?
I missed it. What did you say?
I love this rant.
No,
and what's happening with the staffs.
What about it?
Well, if you set your attack style to slash...
Yeah?
And then switch to the dragon dagger, you get control and the peers get defense experience. I just love that.
It's not very nice, Shane.
But I love it. I love it. I love it.
What do they want it set to? Dance?
I want it set to dance.
Okay. Anyways, carrying onwards. I believe this should be changed, like when you change your weapon to the attack style, and it should remain the same as selected instead by automatically changing to a different one. Oh, I love this rant. I want it to stay how it is. Don't you just love this one?
Yep.
Oh, yes. It makes me giggle.
Okay.
What?
You guys agree with this?
Yeah.
What?
I agree that this guy's a moron.
Look, I mean, what I found while I was searching for the staff.
Set it before you fight something. It helps.
I want to be a RuneScape Freedom Fighter.
United Freedom Fighters of Movement of RuneScape. Open and free clanning for all.
Yeah, they've got like... Holy crap.
What exactly are they?
I don't... know. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
But in the links area... Common RuneScape searches, they've got some kind of bad stuff on there, so yeah.
Okay. Is this like the RTA?
The what?
The RTA?
I don't know, it looks kind of spammy. Whoa! Hey look, additional RuneScape links at the top of the list.
You know what? You know what the RTA is, right?
Royal Turtle Association?
No, the RuneScape Terrorist Association.
What?
You've never heard of the RTA?
No. I think you're psycho. Chicken, qu'est-ce que c'est?
I'm not psycho. So explain about the United Freedom Fighters thing. What do they do?
I have no idea. I just found it when I was searching for the... a picture of the Saradomin staff in Ars Classic.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I won't post a link to it because there's some kind of questionable stuff, but RSBNB is on there, which is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the top of the list, too.
Yeah.
Right above Rune Tips.
Okay. But I just love that rant. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done. Other stuff. What have we been doing on RuneScape?
Not much.
Same
cricket,
here.
Cricket.
I've been doing some slaying in the time I had, but most of my time has been devoted to playing another game from 1998 called Worms Armageddon.
Good one. That's a good one.
What, Worms Armageddon? You like that game?
It's okay.
I have
played it before.
I have an RSBNB team on it. I made an RSBNB team with the mods.
Well, I don't own the game, so that's the one thing.
I'll put up a screenshot of my game tonight. But anyways, for some reason, Trekkie always gets batted off the edge first.
What is Trek? Kafka.
So, yeah. And I've been doing schoolwork and everything, so... You guys haven't been doing much RuneScape yet either, have you?
No, got my hard drive back up. Got my pile of homework.
Oh, yeah.
I just got flashed in the eyes by one of the security guards to my friends. And I've been playing Dance Dance Revolution Supernova. I just got the game last week, and I'm almost done with it already. Wow. With a few help from my roommate and a few friends. And Age of the Empires 3.
Wait. Did you just use Dance Dance Revolution and friends in the same sentence?
Give this guy a cookie.
What, I want a cookie? I want a cookie.
I think he did.
Yep.
It's a good form of exercise, you know?
Yeah. Plus, when you're trying to do all the challenges, having two people does help at times.
Yeah. What's wrong with DDR, Matt?
Oh, nothing.
You ever tried it?
Yeah, actually, one of my friends has it.
Are you able to dance?
No.
I know, I can't dance either.
I can play the Guitar Hero, though.
Well, that's good.
That's kind of
normally.
Like
normally, you think singers are supposed to be able to dance, but I guess you can't. Okay.
I have my own dance style.
Oh, what's that?
It's called the Matt Dance.
You gonna post a video of that?
No, not gonna.
Okay. Okay. You guys might be wondering, how do all these people get on the show? Well,
we
in October...
In
what?
We pay in cash.
No. Near the end of October for the Halloween week, probably the week of the 23rd to the 25th, we are having a contest for some normal RSBNB person to get on the show.
Ooh.
So you ask, what do I have to do? What you must do is you must put together the scariest costume you can find on RuneScape, take a picture of your window saying hi RSBNB update, and then send it to me over email, and then me and Brad will go through it and we'll pick the best winners, and the winner will get on the show.
I should dress up in my skirt.
Well, I'll have details and notes about how to do this, but it'll just be a PM to me or an email. I'm not sure which yet. Probably a PM, so I avoid less spam.
Are you having problems, Lance? No, Lance. He's, like, hyperventilating.
Are you okay, Lance?
Stop breathing.
Okay, and another piece of news. We have the listener survey on update.rsbnb.com. We'd feel much happier if you could fill this survey out. It's totally anonymous. Don't fill in your address or contact info on the last page. That's just to buy their product. But this will help us determining for ads on the update site and listener demographics and everything of that sort. Matt, you filled it out, didn't you?
Yeah, I filled it out.
You told that you were 17 and single?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're still looking?
Of course.
Okay. So just go to update.rsbnb.com and you can see the link on the left of the page to fill this out. We'd really appreciate that. Once again, update.rsbnb.com. Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Hi, Mom.
She listens?
No. I hope not.
Okay, so, Lance, you have anything else left you want to say?
I got nothing.
Okay, so with that said,
Wait. What about RSVNB Idol?
What about it?
What about it?
I haven't got any applications yet.
I just sent in mine.
Oh, over MSN?
Yeah.
Okay, I saved those.
That's
okay.
At the beginning of the show, I think.
Okay. So Matt has sent in his RSVNB Idol. I know there's a few other people that want it. One was Bib User. I believe she said...
She has to now.
Matt did. And then whoever else wants to, just PM him to me on the forum. Shane is my username.
It is?
Yes!
What?
Yes!
Since when?
Well, that's a surprise of the century!
Okay, so, are we done?
Sure.
Folks, okay. So what should we say at the end? Another episode in the Rune Pouch?
F-Pants.
Okay, so. Thank you, everyone. RSVNB Update episode 67 in the Rune Pouch. Good night.
Pancakes.
That's good. Say off. Bye.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.